From NPR, it's the radio showcase for the best young classical musicians in the country. From the Top. This week, we're broadcasting our all-pipsqueak highlight show. We've gathered together some of the tiniest tykes we've presented over the past couple of seasons to give you a concentrated dose of From the Top youth.
These kids may be tiny in stature, but not tiny in sound. These little kids are big musicians.
You all know our host, Christopher O'Reilly. Hello, Chris.
And you are?
I'm Joanne Robinson.
And we've got a really fun lineup of some of our youngest guests today. Go ahead, Joanne.
We've got an 11-year-old pianist from Virginia who delivers quite a nuanced performance of the music of Debussy. A 12-year-old violinist from California tosses off one of Vinyovsky's showpieces for the violin. And towards the end of the show, we've got a very young quartet from the Chicago area who performs a playful contemporary piece by David Stone.
Great stuff. And leading us off today is one of our more wonderful and quirkier pipsqueaks, 11-year-old cellist Oliver Aldort from West Newton, Massachusetts. I think you'll like the way he introduces his piece. It's delightfully pipsqueakish.
I'm going to play the Saint-Saëns Cello Concerto No. 1 in A minor.
Thank you.
Oliver Aldort, our 11-year-old cellist from West Newton, Massachusetts, playing from the Saint-Saëns Cello Concerto No. 1. Just amazing. My gosh. You are a very old musician for 11 years old. Quite a mature performance. You've played this piece a lot, I guess, huh? We'll talk about that in a second. Now, you've just only recently moved to Newton, and you moved from an idyllic spot. Tell everybody where you were living before you came out here.
Washington State, Orcas Island.
Orcas Island is one of the most beautiful places in the world. Why did you move out of Orcas Island?
To study music here.
Well, I guess this is a pretty good place to study music. Kind of a quiet kid from a quiet island, but you're also somebody who loves the chaos of amusement parks. Am I going to assume roller coasters are your favorite?
Yeah, roller coasters are my favorite, and especially the ones that flip upside down.
You're a braver man than I. Heck, you can't get on some of those roller coasters. You're not quite tall enough for some of those really scary ones, are you? Or have you been on some scary ones, I guess, huh?
Yes.
Where's your favorite amusement park that you've been to so far?
Vancouver, BC.
Very nice park out there. You know there's a Six Flags not too far from Newton, but you didn't move to Boston for roller coasters. You moved here to study music, so who are you going to be studying cello with here?
Laura Bluestein and Paul Katz.
Both fine teachers and friends. By the way, there's some great orchestras in Boston you might want to play with at some point. Boston Symphony is pretty good, Boston Philharmonic, but I was impressed to learn that at your age you've already played quite a few times with orchestras, both professional orchestras and amateur ones, but I guess they weren't all as good as you were hoping they would be?
Right, yeah.
Now, to protect the innocent, let's say, don't say which orchestra it was, but there was an orchestra you played with in the Northwest somewhere that you had a funny way of describing. What did you tell your mom on the way home from that concert?
I told her that it felt like a herd of elephants behind me.
Did it sound a little like this?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Oliver, I'm sorry to say that that's something you're going to have to get used to. I've played with that orchestra a number of times. There are a lot of those about. Now, but even as a young man of your tender years, you're serious that you want to become a professional classical musician. What makes you so sure you want to get into music?
Well, I just love it. I've always known. At age 7, I asked my mom to book a recital in the hall on Orcas Island.
Nice, nice going. So you knew right away. Why the cello? Why did you choose the cello?
Well, my parents were taking me to these chamber music concerts, and so when we came back one time, I said I wanted to learn the cello, and I said it was because it leans on me and I didn't have to hold it up.
Very good plan, and very good choice, and you certainly seem born to it. We hope to hear great things from you very soon, and heard great things today. Thank you for being with us, Oliver.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oliver Aldort, 11-year-old cellist from West Newton, Massachusetts.
Go to our website this week to give a face to Oliver's voice and all of the young voices you're hearing on today's highlight show.